In breaking news this morning, New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says a firefighter has died on the state's mid-north coast after being struck by a tree.
And we're hearing distressing news this morning that a member of our National Parks firefighting team has died on the fire ground, which is obviously terrible and a reminder of how difficult and dangerous this work is and how the people who put their lives on the line to protect lives and property do an incredible job for us in this state. Obviously, officials are in the process of contacting that firefighter's family, but it's a deeply distressing turn of events and a sad day for New South Wales this morning.
Really is awful news to hear this morning. We have had multiple fires in multiple states, have left dozens of Australians homeless just weeks before Christmas. At least 19 homes have been lost and a further 40 properties damaged at Dolphin Sands along Tasmania's east coast. And on the New South Wales central coast and mid-north coast, at least 20 homes have been destroyed. New South Wales Emergency Services Minister Jihad Dib joins me now. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Melissa. Nice to be back with you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a shame to be talking under such sad circumstances. The news this morning that a firefighter has died. What can you tell us about the incident?
Well, look, overnight sad. And I mean, at first, the condolences, of course, to the family, to the community. And, you know, they're still in the process now of notifying all of the families. So I'll keep it fairly high level, but you know, the news that I've received is that it was on the fire ground and, you know, up in the mid-north coast area. And the gentleman was part of the National Parks and Wildlife firefighters, and I think they've got about 1,000 firefighters. But incredibly sad news, real tragic news. And again, I think as the Premier said, it's just a reminder of the dangers that firefighters face. And these are people who put themselves in harm's way to protect community. And this particular person has made, you know, the ultimate sacrifice. It's a very, very sad day for all of us.
Yeah, it's a real reminder of what it actually means to be facing catastrophes of this scale and that life is on the line when it comes to these scenarios. What's the current situation for residents on the mid-north coast and the central coast as they wake up this morning? What are the latest circumstances?
Well, so if I look at it from a state perspective, there's still about 60 fires that are currently burning at this point in time. And of those, 9 are yet to be contained, which means, you know, we haven't been able to put them, I suppose, into an area where we could just continuously attack. We've got nearly 500 personnel out there in the field. Obviously, we're throwing everything we can at it with trucks and with our different helicopters now that we've got light. But on the mid and the south coast, on the mid and central coast. So yesterday and the day before, obviously the fires at Coolewong were, you know, the horrific ones, and they just flared up literally within an hour. It just went and destroyed 16 homes. We've lost some homes also around the Bulla-Deela area on the mid north coast. So you know, that continues to be our focus. The Coolewongs, you'd say, now are at advice level. So firefighters are working through that, you know, just making sure that it's safe. But we're at the mercy of the weather, Melissa. Like, at any moment, the wind flares up and it takes it in a different direction. But, you know, we've also got fires happening around the Dubbo area, up around the Hunter, and they're all of a concern. But, you know, I've got confidence that we've got everything that we possibly can throw at it. We are.
You've got the difficulty of having to still be fighting all of these fires on a number of fronts in a number of areas, but also trying to help with recovery and the aftermath, particularly for those people who've been evacuated or lost their homes. So what about the rollout of assistance for those people? What's available to people who are displaced or have lost their home?
So for people in the first instance who have lost their homes, there's evacuation centres that have been set up. And I visited one of the evacuation centres yesterday with the Premier and two local MPs there, Liesl Tesh and Dr Reid and David Harris. And so that's the emergency accommodation. And I've got to say, Gosford RSL was incredible. And they accommodated them and they fed them. We've also had a natural disaster declaration. And that's a declaration between the state government and the federal government to provide immediate support to people, particularly those who are uninsured. And that comes in the form of grants. It comes in the forms of potentially being able to support them with emergency accommodation to be able to resupply, I suppose, their essential items so that they can have a standard of living. Those things have been rolled out. And I've got to say, it was a very quick response in terms of state and federal quickly supporting the communities. And throughout the day, we'd be encouraging people to go and visit the evacuation centre. We've got all of the government services and non-government services there. But we've said that we will stand with the community, and we have. And being able to get out this assistance is not going to bring you home back in the short term. But, you know, I mean, I just think about the families that I met yesterday who have lost everything, a couple of weeks out from Christmas, just being as prepared as they possibly could. But it was a ferocious wind and fire that just went place to place.
The New South Wales Emergency Services Minister, Jihad Dibb, is my guest on Radio National Breakfast. He's giving us the latest on the fires burning across the state. Minister, a month ago there was a plea to try and find more and younger recruits for the Rural Fire Service. How are we going in that effort to try and make sure there are enough volunteers to do this work that is so dangerous, as we've, you know, been dreadfully reminded this morning? How are we going with the ability to muster enough people to respond to fires of this scale?
Yeah, we've been working really hard, and I mean, I hosted a national forum, and we're trying to lead it from New South Wales when it comes to volunteering. We've seen a change in volunteering and people making themselves available, particularly around the emergency services. We've got a number of volunteers. I mean, we talk about the tens of thousands in the RFS, but it is an ageing volunteering group. And, you know, with all respect, I think, you know, other people need to kind of step up a little bit more as well. And we've got that across all the services. But having said that, we have RFS, they work with fire and rescue, they'll work with National Parks and Wildlife. We've got other emergency services. Our cadet program with the younger people, like 16-year-olds, is working well with the RFS. But I would take any opportunity to you know, ask people if they want to do something and help out communities and give back. Volunteering with the emergency services would be really, really important step. And there's an incredible sense of family and community in the RFS that I've just been privileged to be a part of over the last 3 years.
Yeah, I guess it's always the challenge with many families struggling to balance work commitments, financial commitments. Finding time is sort of everyone's challenge at the moment. But I guess when we're seeing the sort of disasters we're already seeing so early in the fire season, it's a good reminder of the value of being able to help out in these kind of circumstances.
It really is. And I think it speaks to our Aussie spirit. Now, Aussie spirit is about helping others. And look, I don't want anyone to think that we've got plenty of volunteers, but we've always got space for more. And I think that that's a really important thing. Lifestyles have changed a lot as well. So we're also looking at what are the inhibitors to stop people from joining up and see if we can work around that. Are there challenges that we have that we can make a change? So, you know, do we really need to still have everybody turn up every single Tuesday night, for example, even when it's not a fire season, if they're struggling with life? And we know people are struggling with life in general, but, you know, there's even for people who maybe physically would not be on the fire ground, there's so many other jobs that they could do. There's assistance in terms of communication, in terms of logistics, even in terms of catering to make sure that our firefighters are being fed. We've got this amazing volunteering spirit, and, you know, we do very, very well as a state, but we rely so much on them.
Yeah, probably a message there that even if you have only a small amount of time, any time that you can offer to help in a number of different ways is going to be welcome. Jihad Dibb, thank you very much for joining us on Radio National Breakfast this morning.
Thanks, Melissa. It was my pleasure. Thank you, and have a good day, everyone. And hopefully, just a last shout out to our volunteers and our personnel who are out there doing incredible work. We visited them yesterday. This is really, really tough work, and they're doing it because they believe in something bigger than themselves. And we owe them a massive debt of gratitude.
Absolutely. Thank you. Jihad Dibb is the New South Wales Emergency Services Minister, and certainly there's little work that's harder than being out on a fire ground.